This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Vice President Biden is speaking at a conference hosted by the Department of Housing and Urban Development today. Now, traditionally, HUD has partnered with private businesses and nonprofits to build housing for people without much money. As Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, the need for these kinds of public-private partnerships is on the rise, while funding for them is harder to come by.
When government partners with local organizations or businesses, those groups tend to know the needs of their communities better than bureaucrats in Washington, says Bruce Katz from the Brookings Institution. That means money is spent more efficiently.
You want to have flexibility in the system. Housing markets tend to differ dramatically from, let's say, a Denver to a Detroit or from a New York to a New Orleans.
The problem, Katz says, is federal funding for things like affordable housing is being cut back as an increasing share of the budget goes towards things like Medicaid and Social Security. Richard Barron is the CEO of McCormick Barron Salazar, an affordable housing contractor. He says this means many public-private partnerships have been given all the responsibility without any of the funding.
That money has just dwindled to a place where the city is just doesn't have the wherewithal to continue to help fund these projects to any great extent.
Barron says these partnerships are a good way to provide service to communities, but the government still needs to be the primary investor. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.